All right, so we just got through designing some of the basics of our layout. So we're going to go ahead and add a few more things here. So we're going to go ahead and add for our player, instead of using this just little red block, I'm going to double click here and go in and select. And these are the assets, the same assets that you guys have on the GitHub. I'm going to come into player, and there's a player stand. So this is going to be just kind of an idle frame. So we're going to talk about animations later on, but this will do for now. And I'm going to, this button here will crop, so we can crop him. And I might come in and resize this. So let's see, 68 divided by 2 is 34. And 94 divided by 2 is 47. And we'll click X here. That looks like a good size. So now he's closer to the size of these tiles. All right, so we got our player now. That looks a little bit better. We're actually going to add some animations later on. Gavin's going to start kind of flipping left and right, I think, in the next module. And then we'll add some true animation frame cycles that we can do later on as well.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So a couple of the other things we can add here. I'm going to actually come into my objects. And this platform, I'm going to rename to collision solid. So that's what detects the solid collisions for the player. And then I'm going to add another thing. And actually, I'm going to add a couple layers here. So I'm going to add one and rename it for items and drag this beneath player. And then eventually we'll add a HUD display also. So with the items, this is going to be kind of any extra things that aren't the player, that aren't on the background, and not on the HUD. Some obstacles that we might have, some things that we might collect. And I'm going to add a couple of those. So I'm going to come in and do another sprite. And this one, I'm actually going to create a, call it platform, because this is going to be something we're going to use and land on and jump across. And I'm going to go in and load that platform image. So again, same thing you guys have. It's called Bridge. And that looks like it works for me. I think that's a good size. That's a good size. So I'll leave it like that. And I can drag this around anywhere. And I want to add the solid behavior here so we can land on it as other solids do.
Cool.
And I'm going to add one more thing, which is kind of cool. So this is going to be the sine behavior. So a sine wave is kind of an oscillation.
Now I'd like to take this time to say that whenever you guys are looking up new behaviors and you want to see which they do, all you have to do is hover your mouse over them, click them once, and at the bottom of that little dialog box, you're going to see a description of exactly what that behavior does.
Yeah. So this adjusts an object's position, size, angle, or other properties with an oscillating sine wave. Pretty much
really cool.
Exactly what it does.
Like sinusoidal curves and things that you were forced to go through in high school.
And now they're in a hopefully more fun way.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So we'll add this. Notice that we have properties for the sine behavior. Horizontal movement versus vertical. I'm actually going to make this vertical. So I'm going to use this for the player to be able to get up to this platform. And I don't really know exactly what size magnitude I'm looking at, so I'm going to do 75. And I can actually make copies of this. So if I do a Control-C and Control-V, I'll make another copy. And I'm going to have this platform over here to get from this platform to this one.
Now, does that platform also already know how to go up and down at a magnitude of 75?
It does. Awesome. But we can customize it per instance of the object. So these are the same object, but different instances. So this one can go horizontal, and we can change this one. Or actually, this one can go vertical. We didn't change it. Vertical. And then this one can stay horizontal so that we go this way to get across these two and up and down to get up on this one.
Sweet.
So if we run this again and we'll zoom in here to see this, we see that they're kind of oscillating the way we expect.
Nice, nice. And I didn't have to do a lot of work, which makes this a win for me. Now, is this a game I can ship out to my friends and make money on?
Getting closer and closer. And we still have yet to add any additional logic. So we've still yet to touch the event sheet. So a couple of the other things I'm going to add. I'm going to add a sprite and call it spikes.
Spikes.
And insert and go and choose So we're going to go ahead and add the spikes. So we're going to open that. And I think these are, so they're 70 by 70. We need these to be 72 by 72. Okay.
And to be sure, guys, we're not making up these numbers magically. So a good way to determine whether, a good way to determine like how big your sprites are going to be is by just going ahead and hovering over them and finding at the base point. Where's the base on Construct 2 Objects? It's at the bottom left corner.
For sprites, by default, it comes into the center, which is what I was going to change now.
Ah, you so got it, man.
Gonna right click and do a quick assign and bottom left. So I think we did this earlier with one of them.
Great. So that's like our zeroth point for right. our sprite.
Yeah, that's where that would be the origin of like an X and Y axis.
Cool, cool.
And do OK. And then I'm going to drag this down here and then copy and paste and put another one here. Oh, not that one. This one. And so I can leave those there. These won't kill me yet, but they will in the future.
Soon to be lethal spikes.
Like right. It. Yep. So now they're just kind of here. And I think that's the basics of all we're working on. So we'll come back. Gavin, I think you're going to walk us through some of the event sheet in a minute.
I will.
Cool.
Awesome, awesome.